still trying to get my head around what the federal government is planning on moving forward with in letting teenagers drive big rigs from state to state in a new test program. I guess currently truckers who cross state lines have to be 21 years old, but there's an apprenticeship program required by Congress, I guess, that would let 18 to 20-year-old truck drivers drive outside their home states. 18-year-old in charge of a, 18-wheeler. 18 years old with 18 wheels, John. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, it's all relative. I mean, if you grew up on a farm driving big equipment and stuff, you know, you're probably a lot more comfortable with that. If you're like me and you didn't, you know, then it's a different, it's hard to imagine. But on some of those farms, man, those kids are how old when they're hopping on tractors and they're running tractors, you know? And
I don't know, it's a different thing when there's a tractor, you're on a tractor on a farm and there's not anybody around, and it's another thing.
Okay, well, what's
to be driving a,
well, know, what's the difference if you can drive, if they're allowing an 18-year-old to drive down in Cowlitz County? What's the difference if they cross the line into Oregon?
I didn't know you could drive one at 18 anyway, let alone over the state lines or locally or what have you. Well, I guess that just surprises me.
If you can drive it at that age without what's the difference? We don't have enough truckers, so something's got to be done, right? So let me ask you this. Do you feel more comfortable with an automated some automated truck driving around the country, or an 18-year-old? What would you rather see? If you had to pick one of the two, if you had to fast track one of the two programs, would it be trucks with nobody behind the wheel, or allowing 18 to 20 year olds to do it? I'd opt for the 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. I'd opt for the having a person in the rig. If these are the choices that we're left with, and it seems like that's it.
I know my 18-year-old, he probably wouldn't take a trucking job unless the dashboard had a spot for his auxiliary cord where he could plug in his phone and listen to some music. And if the 18-wheeler was able to go through the drive-through at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
then those are the two things. Then he would go, oh, okay, well, then I can take that job.
Well, thankfully, not every 18-year-old is like me when I was 18-year-old and would have been completely incapable of doing this. But what about the 18-year-olds in the military who are driving big rigs?
That's true.
You know, why couldn't they, you know, if they can do it over there?
It just seems weird to go straight from maybe 16 years old. I didn't even get my license till I was 18 years old because of some legal troubles and stuff. So just to think to jump right into a big truck that has what? I mean, we could barely get that shifting thing down. I mean, I've been driving a stick for 40 years. And it's like driving that thing had like a double clutch and who knows what else was in that.
I would grant you, Brad, the majority of 18-year-olds probably not ready for that. But there are some that can do it. You know, they grew up in environments where or they're able to do it, you know. They got to come up with – something's got to be done, right? I mean, too many truck drivers have retired or just aren't doing it anymore. So how are we going to get stuff from point A to point B?
I think I probably would rather have a human than just nobody in there.
Yeah, I think I would too.
The 18-year-old is your 18-year-old is the one, you know, kind of babysitting the truck as the truck is driving along and he's sitting there playing Candy Crush or Wordle or something.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you want to try and find the youngest big rig driver we can find?
Well, we're talking big rigs. We're not talking like bread trucks and stuff. We're talking semis.
Okay. Tractor trailer rigs.
Let's see if we got any 18 or 19-year-olds who are listening to us this morning who are actually doing that. I don't remember. You know, we saw so many people at the Taylor Driving School when we were down there doing those job fairs and stuff. I don't remember that any were right out of high school. Do you?
No, it looked like people looking to, one job ended and they were looking to get another job going or something like that. They were maybe in their 30s or more.
There were some that seemed to be in their, maybe in their 20s, but I don't really remember seeing too many who were like in their late teens. But all right, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM.